USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The outer bands of Hurricane Dorian are hitting Florida as the Category 2 storm crawls by the southeast coast. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleen tells Fox News federal and state agencies are well prepared for Dorian because they planned ahead.
They've been working on evacuations for several days now. They got out in front of it. 27 counties, 6 million people affected. And we've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by.
McAleen was speaking there on Fox News, and many California residents are paying their respects at a makeshift memorial for those who lost their lives in a tragic boat fire off Santa Cruz Island. Santa Barbara resident Brian Moulton says the accident has touched people across the community.
Whether or not we knew them personally, it's a small community.
Rescue crews have recovered 20 bodies so far, with another 14 people presumed to be dead. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Chicago's mayor and a U.S. senator from Texas engage in a Twitter feud over gun violence. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Windy City Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasting Senator Ted Cruz for using her city as an example of why gun control is not the answer to gun violence in America. Cruz tweeting on Monday that gun control doesn't work, referring to a Breitbart News article breaking down the number of shootings in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. The Texas Republican said disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Lightfoot fired back on Twitter, saying 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by what she referred to as coward Republicans like Cruz, who refused to enact common-sense gun legislation.
Houston police are trying to find whoever pulled a gun and stormed the restaurant over Popeyes being out of chicken sandwiches. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, NOAA hurricane hunter Richard Henning is flying in the eye of Hurricane Dorian. He joins Fox News and talks about why the storm pretty much came to a standstill over the Bahamas and created all the damage that it did.
Well, it's lost all of its steering currents. It basically has nothing to push it along right now. The forecast from the Hurricane Center is that those currents will pick up over the next 24 hours, and it will begin a very slow trek towards the north-northwest, hopefully staying about 60 miles or so off the coast of Florida. But everybody in its path, everybody along the coast of Florida from Cape Canaveral all the way up to the South Carolina and Georgia borders really need to pay very close attention to the storm.
As far as why Henning does what he does, he says,
well, I've been flying hurricanes for 24 years. As a meteorologist, it's about the best job in the world, to be honest with you. It's important. It's the only way to get this kind of detailed information. Satellites are wonderful. Computer models are wonderful. But to get the very best, most detailed data, most accurate data about the inside of the storm, you have to fly aircraft into it.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.